النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we have been talking about this absolutely amazing dialogue of Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, in which he talks about compulsion and free will. Alhamdulillah, we have finally reached the position and this place in this dialogue where Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, starts to talk about compulsion and free will in itself. Of course, if you go back towards the previous programs of ours, you'll find all of the different things that has set the stage for this position. And it kind of shows you how complex and how profound this conversation about compulsion and free will is. And at the same time, how relatively simple it is when you see how Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam brings up the Holy Quran, he brings up the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and of course at this point then he starts to talk about a tradition from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, who speaks about this concept of absolute free will and absolute compulsion. And his eminence, the sixth Imam, says that it is neither compulsion nor free will, but it is a position between the two positions. And here we find that Imam Hadi alayhi salam starts to explain this a little bit. He says to this companion that it is the soundness of creation, freedom, enough time, the means and equipment, and the cause that provokes a doer towards doing his thing. These are the five things, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam says, with which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam grouped the items of virtue. If someone lacks one of these items, which we listed, obligations are not required for him. And furthermore, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam informed of the necessary things that people must know, and the book, meaning the Holy Quran, has confirmed it. The clear verses of the Holy Quran and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi have proved these things. So here it's interesting, Imam Hadi alayhi salam, he brings up five things. Now, even though these five things on a very superficial manner would seem to be something that are quite simple, but the more you start to think about them, each one of these aspects is just a door to a whole new world. So one thing, he talks about the soundness of creation, you know, that this the creation itself needs to, you know, have all of the requirements as far as the material and physical aspects. So for example, if a person doesn't have any hands, you can't expect them to do a ritual ablution, to do wudu. Right? So these kind of things, the soundness of creation or freedom, they have to have freedom, meaning they aren't forced into doing something. They aren't under undue duress, you know. For example, their life isn't under threat. So they have freedom. Two, they have enough time. Then they have the means and the equipment, right? This is also very important. If you don't have a pen or pencil, how can you expect somebody to write something, you know? Well, and along these lines. And of course, the cause, the ultimate cause, and all of these things together are what create the foundations and the fundamentals for a person to go ahead and do something. Now, if you don't have these basic fundamentals, then an individual, you know, cannot carry out the obligations that they are supposed to be carrying out. And you already see now that even though the simple statement of Imam Hadi alayhi salam, which was a statement from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, that it is not complete free will, it is not complete compulsion, but it is a matter of these two things. And the matter between these two things, now one of the variables is these, or are these five other variables that are coming into position. So yes, it seems like a very simple statement, but in reality it is quite complex. We continue the discussion on another episode. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.